Hi, and welcome to our video recording on creating your passionate why essay. So this is a wonderful time of the year. It's April. I'm sitting outside and it's beautiful. There's so many different colors and I'm at the park. There's so many beautiful sounds of birds and nature, and it's just teeming with life force. So one of the things in yoga, as you know, is that ability to generate more energy. And with that energy, we have greater mood. We have improved clarity of thinking. We have more generosity and our heart wants to open for others. And we become more in sync with our true nature, which is in balance with the eternalness of this all. So we can let go of our attachment. We can downplay our negative side, which may be fears or insecurities that continue to plague us. Maybe we're perfectionists. Maybe we look outside. Maybe we are resentful about things not having had closure. So shifting into the wellness model and the yoga model, I really espouse that belief system, and I've used it for myself many times over. We're not just here for ourselves alone, but when we get inspired, we want to serve and help others from a full place. And when we do that, the giving is uncontaminated and the inspiration goes higher and higher, which is what brings me to this talk today. So this is your creating passionate why essay. And there are things that are gifts and treasures that you wish to access inside of yourself so that you can have that sustaining energy and ability to share with others as well. The purpose of the essay, therefore, at the beginning, to bring out that kind of sacred and spiritual energy. So I really believe that institutions aren't broken, companies aren't broken, people aren't broken. I really believe that we need to first reconnect to our truth, which is this beautiful, spacious, peaceful, uncontaminated, just glowing, radiant, as Richard Miller says, true self, and to put it into our everyday life. So I can't think of no better way to celebrate than to write a passionate why. So if you are gifted at writing, great, and it comes naturally, great. If you get stuck and stumble and need to write a few drafts first, wonderful. Either way, I experience oftentimes rewrites, and rewrites really show me what is continuous and remaining and true about my passion and what animates me. When I think about some of the more empowered people that go out there, it's the everyday model of excellence. I love that quote by Aristotle that excellence is repeated small steps done continuously. And I really believe that. It's not these large brush strokes we might think, where one day we have this huge aha moment and clarity and act upon, but really it's the lifestyle approach. So it's our everyday choices, what kinds of thoughts we're ingesting, focused upon, what kinds of foods we put into our body, what kinds of behavior, attitudes, and that kind of thing. So what's passionate for me, if you look at the about page at Clayton Yoga, you'll see the description of my younger days. My dad was really an advocate for sports and being athletic, and that really worked and resonated for me. I really enjoyed being outside and not thinking and just working in my body. That helped me to stay calm, and it also helped me to look at the life from a much more magnetic, and just everything was magnified as being good. And it's the little things that would get me down. So when I got out and exercised, I got to focus again on the big stuff and see that this is a world with possibility. So from that angle point, what we want to allow yoga to do is seep into our bones and the cells of our body. We want to feel the power of teamwork. Working out in a team setting is what we do best in our yoga training. I love getting together as a team, and I love making a difference that way. So my passion why is going to be very different from yours. Putting together these, you know, what actually that Joseph Campbell quote, that what we fear the most actually is enclosing the treasures we seek. I really believe that we're here to take those blocks and actually turn them into stepping stones. So many times it's just our thwarted own lack of understanding if we don't see something through to the other side, which is one of the ways yoga can help. So for ourselves, I'd like you to set 4 goals for your passionate why. I'd like you to look into yourself at your values. What do you feel is important? What motivates you? Sometimes people take medication for whatever reasons, attention deficit, and they find that it made them go crazy. These medications were just too strong. So they then went holistic model. They went through the yoga tunnel, and they actually take the practice more seriously and find that their body is naturally able to manufacture these tranquilizers that calm them down, and there's no side effects and there's no negative repercussion. So other times yoga can inspire us to take a change in our life for the better and to see it through the attitude of understanding. In yoga, we often say in our brain, it's stinking thinking, because our thoughts don't create solutions. We create solutions from a different place than where thinking came. And those solutions are coming from, I think, the spirit. So igniting the spirit, staying lit, animated, on fire, courageous. You know, when we approach companies with yoga, we want to be able to speak their language, but in the end of the day, we want them to feel these remarkable results. So feeling confident and feeling great about your reasons for doing yoga and practicing is the most important step in the training course. And writing the passionate why essay will help you to keep your values in and on front on the dashboard. For example, one of the videos that I like the most is Arthur Borman, who he didn't want to be depressed sitting on the couch all day stuck on crutches, and he'd had this moment of reckoning where he was in food court again, eating and stuffing his face, and he kind of like just lost control of his body and fell on the crutches and had himself pinned where he could not go anywhere. And that moment he just realized how, I guess, if it can be so bad, it can be really good too. So decided to capture the world as his audience, and he videotaped his journey through yoga, got Diamond Dallas as his coach, practicing yoga every day at home. And he said things like, you know, I'm not able to do this yet, but I will. So I just feel like that fiery kind of pioneering model of peeling back these layers of dirt and gook and all the things that we aren't, you know, that is such a beautiful model, because there's so much joy in discovery. And one of the things about truth is that it does like to cloak itself and hide. So, you know, joy as an energy pops out like the sun and then goes back inside the clouds. So the way that we maintain equanimity and practice in our yoga really, I think, can help Actually, that's what it does. It's a purification and takes the contaminants, takes the blocks, and it dissolves it to the bottom. And then we're able to see our true self. That's where we don't look outside for those supports. Those internal levers are found on the inside. And that's really empowerment. So when we stop looking outside and we start looking inside, we begin to make definitely new broadcasting signals. We're emitting new vibrations into the atmosphere. We are making the whole planet a better place to live. And I truly believe that the single person, one person that is doing that is helping the whole neighborhood, is rebalancing the souls in and around as far as the other side of the world. Dr. Masaru Emoto did studies on the power of positive energy through water crystals, and he actually put the crystals in California and sent prayer from Japan. Then took pictures of the crystals from negative energy as far as hate and messages like I want to kill you, and then put loving energy, messages of wellness, of promoting peace, vitality, wishing people health and abundance, and took pictures of those crystals. And the positive crystals turned out to be symmetrical, clear in design, detailed and beautiful, whereas the negative ones were cloudy, murky. They were not well defined. And if you think about our body is made up of 70% at least water. At least, that's a conservative estimate. So we are made up of those vibrations. That's what carries the future. That's what dictates our journey. So let's get the upper hand and start to give ourselves a break and be gentle and work with this kind of celestial energy, which is very exciting to me to see yoga just start taking off in every workplace. So we want to get you back to yourself in terms of, the Dalai Lama said, loving oneself is not wrong. It is crucial before loving another. And again, working from a very clear, uncontaminated space so that when you're giving, you're not looking to get back. Some of the other things about the passionate why will happen just as you start writing. Writing in itself, just journaling and start, you know, jogging your thoughts. There's many different layers to all of us. We are not made up of one. And that can help to open up new creative passageways and expansive insights. Just understanding that we aren't here for only the good times or the insightful moments, but really for the what can seem like the mundane everyday life or the cadence of our life, that too is sacred. So whatever input that you are sharing, know that it's all for a higher place, and humbling ourselves is important. I feel when I started out, everything was so difficult in getting the studio started, getting classes started, and it's just that never giving up philosophy, because I just didn't, that humbleness of how much of a challenge it can be. I wanted to create a teacher training that wouldn't make it so hard for other people. So I think yoga is joyous and fun, and it should be exciting. And when it's heavy and when it's worrisome, it's not yoga. So, and that's fine. We ebb and flow with that too. So getting into the energy of feeling good, allowing yourself permission to ask for higher force to move through us, and to conduct our blossoming in the whip and whirlwind of everyday life. That's a beautiful quote. I don't have the author of that quote's name right now in front of me, but I do believe with the right support, we can move mountains. And it's my hope that these audios give you that added support to just, even if you're feel like you sound crazy or you're going crazy, you have that feeling, you know, when you're breaking the ego apart and breaking that down, and you're not in charge, and it starts to feel a little like that sometimes. Some days it's just very, you know, a tiny boat and very large waves. So just breathe, be patient, go slow, and start again. And I'm just very grateful that you're in this training course, that you're part of this team. And I encourage you to practice yoga every day to slow down, enjoy healthy living, and taking your time as you move through the practice of yoga. And get in touch with me if you have any questions about your passionate why. Okay, thank you so much, and look forward to getting your feedback on this audio presentation about writing your passionate why essay with Clayton Yoga. Namaste.